Outside, supporters of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour held a rally. Inside, dozens of fast food workers were among the over 170 people who testified at the last hearing held by Cuomo's wage board. It's examining whether to raise the state's minimum wage beyond the current rate of increase to $9 an hour by the end of 2015. Jackie Jordan, 49, who works at McDonald's, says she's worked in fast food all her life. Jordan says she's struggling to support herself and her disabled husband with the low amount of income that she earns. She says she's currently living in a weekly hotel where the rent is $230 a week. She earns $235 a week.
We are cramped into one small room. We have lost most of our possessions and have only been able to keep the most critical items. It is impossible to eat healthy meals because we have no stove or oven and only a dorm-sized refrigerator and a microwave. We do get food stamps, but are very limited in what we can cook in a microwave.
Jordan says earning poverty wages, she can't save for a security deposit to rent an apartment. She walks to work because she can't afford a bus pass.
I just want a life with less worry.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hine says it's a myth that fast food workers are primarily teenagers looking for spending money at the mall. He says the average age of the estimated 200,000 New Yorkers employed by national fast food chains is 29. He says most have high school diplomas, one-third have been to college, and one-quarter are parents. Hine says middle class and even business property taxpayers have an interest in seeing the wage increased. He says most fast food workers depend on some kind of public assistance, and a significant portion of that is financed by county governments. The counties get their revenue to pay for the food stamps, Medicaid, and other programs through property taxes.
In essence, that means that hardworking middle class property taxpayers, including other businesses in our communities, are forced to subsidize the entire fast food industry, allowing large corporations to rake in higher profits by offloading significant portions of their employment costs on the rest of us.
The state's business council urged the board to use caution, though, before deciding to raise wages for just one segment of the food industry. The council's Ken Polkowski says it could cause confusion among the growing number of businesses, which include a convenience store, a gas station, and a fast food franchise, all at the same location.
Are you going to adopt a wage order saying a cashier at one location is going to be subject to a significantly different wage order than the cashier across the hall?
The business council, which does not have any fast food companies among its membership of largely manufacturing firms, says the vast majority of its members do pay more than the minimum wage to workers. But Polkowski says economically troubled upstate New York is not Los Angeles or Seattle, Washington, and a 60% increase in the minimum wage all at once could lead to layoffs and business closures.
$15 an hour is about $14,000 per full-time equivalent employees. We do not believe this sector, which is a fairly thin profit margin sector, can absorb that without other adverse effects, whether it's reduced hours, reduced positions, or others.
The business group also believes it would be better to let the legislature set the minimum wage, as it has done for over 50 years. But as one of the wage board members dryly pointed out, the Republican-led Senate has been resistant to further increases. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.